you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments." That was Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 16th, 2024. Buckle up, listening friend. In fact, I already know this should be like three programs, but we're going to fit some God-honoring testimony, some faith journey, an upcoming event, and how God has been at work in the Springfield area through BYO Church. You're going to hear all about it, and especially put down on your calendar July 26th. There's revival happening. Last year, I think there was like 87 baptisms, and we're going to seek God for doing great things again. But with me on the phone line, in fact, they left their church and they're in a quiet car, so we can talk to two pastors at BYO Church, Calvin Miller and Jacob Norton. They're both pastors there. And before we start, because there's going to be a lot of storytelling, I want to do a shout out for BYO Church and Pastor Miller, Pastor Norton, because they helped finance some of the expenses for our past Thursday gathering of pastors and ministry leaders. And they just said, "We're all about community. Yes, we love our church and the calling God has on our lives, but we love what God is doing through the area churches, and we just want to see God's kingdom grow and extend and expand." And so they came up with some monies that helped with our expenses this past Thursday night. So thank you, Pastor Calvin, Pastor Jacob, for catching the vision beyond your own church, though that's your calling, but how you have a heart for people and for God's kingdom. So I just want to introduce you to our radio listening family and have you tell some of the story of how God has brought you to this point where BYO Church is experiencing revival, bringing healing and hope to many, and we're going to have some time to talk about F5. So where do you want to start?
Well, I think your line about us sitting in a car and not in the church is absolutely perfect for BYO because we are not a in-the-building congregation, for sure. We are a out in the streets, loving on people where they are at. We say that all the time because we really, really do believe that church happens outside of the four walls. We gather to celebrate. We gather to get together and glorify our God. But really what church is it's walking out our salvation on a daily basis. So it's just a real privilege to get to do that. And I think that's what has changed my life so much about the move of God that's happening right now in Springfield.
Amen. Amen. We love to party once a week and gather together in a building, but other than that, we spend most of our time out and about. We love to do the two. Where do the two comes from is Matthew 22, 36 through 40, and that is Jesus saying, do two things, love God and love others. And that actually, we believe, comes from him even referring to the cross and what he was going to do, and that is to be vertically rooted in his Father and horizontally fruited in loving other people.
And what's special about BYO Church is you meet on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. So many of our listeners that are tuned in today could say, you know, I'm going to check them out. And so 6 p.m. on Saturday night, and you're in a new location, right?
Yes, sir. 3253 South 4th Street. We are unified with HOP, House of Prayer Church, and we have gathered together. We're becoming one big family. And that would also include a few other congregations around the city, and we are calling that movement One God, One Church. We call it 1G1C.
1G1C, doing the two, loving God and loving people. And
amen. Yes and amen.
And I just think that's so wonderful, and how you had this great event last year. I wasn't able to attend, but you're ramping up for July 26th, an area revival at a very fun place for the whole family, Tradewinds Knights Action Park, where it's faith-filled, fun, family, food, and it's a festival. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It started out, we're about 13 years old, 12 years old as far as a congregation, and about 10 of those years, we have had a fish fry. And 3 years ago, we started having a fish fry out at Knights Action Park at one of the pavilions right behind their slides there, and then it was growing, and we decided to ask Doug from Knights Action Park. The two brothers there are just absolutely wonderful. They've supported us all the way. And we asked them if we could maybe do the back of Tradewinds, because BC, before Christ, I spent a lot of times back there in concerts, and I could just see God moving there. And they were all in. They said, yeah, come on. And now we're in our second year. And like you said, we did have over 80 baptisms last year. And this year, we've got Rara Breed and his crew coming out to party with us, and it is free to get into Tradewinds area. It does cost $27 to get into the Knights area, but the music's free, the fun and the fellowship and the family is all free. There's going to be food trucks there for you to get some food. We are just going to celebrate, and we want to celebrate, and we want people to come out. Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, where you're at in your life or your Christian walk, you're invited, so we can come out and we can all just love on each other and enjoy what God has for us.
And that's happening July 26th, so about 10 days away. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I think the music is around like 5 o'clock, and baptisms will be after that, after a message and sharing and some worship time.
Yes, sir. And we'll have worship music and testimony all day long, but Rare of Breed does start at 5.
Pastor Calvin, I'm going to start with you. I wish we had like three programs worth of time, but share a little about your own personal testimony and faith journey, and then the unique calling God put on you where you were just kind of witnessing on your porch and more people came, and then you were meeting in the garage, and then God just kind of led you to launch, I guess, BYO Church?
Yes, sir. 26 years ago, I made a decision and looked out of the dark and into the light and knew that I needed to do something quickly. And I chose life and I chose Jesus Christ. And that grew into a career in social work. And out of that social work and helping people, I quickly realized that God was moving in my heart and he wanted me to love God, love him, and love other people. That message was in my heart even before I knew what Matthew 22, 36 through 40 was. Then I run into that scripture and decided God was just wouldn't leave me alone. And he said, I want you to give message. I want you to be a pastor. And I got ordained through Real Life Church. Pastor Clint Cook is just an absolute pillar in this community. And I wouldn't be the man of God I am today without his help and him listening to God and ministering to me and mentoring me. And then we got BYO started about 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And we started out off the deck. There was six of us, including Robin and myself, so four other people, and a grill and a swimming pool. And we had a message, and we had some food. And that grew into a weekly service with food after service every week for the next 3 years in our garage. And on the Easter, on that third year, we had 93 people in our 32 by 34 garage, including the Riverton police who showed up to see what was going on. Yeah. And they thought for sure they were going to bust a party. And what they ended up doing was hearing about Jesus and getting some really good food. So we have just been blessed so much. And we moved into Real Life Church's North Campus building where they started out on that property. And then we've moved out of there. We were at Living Water for a while with Sangamon Avenue, and now we have unified with Hop Church, and we are also working with a few others, such as still with Living Water, some of them as well, and Father's House, and a few others.
I'm Levi Vincent.
Levi Vincent Ministries. We've done some work with a few of the other churches, but we've got actually, I think, five congregations coming together. And we're representing one God, one church, because truly that's what it's all about. I've read the Bible a few times, and, and I keep looking, but I don't find anywhere where it says that you need to name it Baptist or you need to name it Catholic or Pentecostal, but I do see where it says the way, and we're all supposed to get together and do it God's way. So that's what we believe in, and we believe in loving God and loving other people.
Now, Jacob, I don't know if you want to jump in and answer this, or Calvin, because I want to get a little of Jacob's testimony. But, Calvin, you mentioned choosing Christ, and because of our 21 frequencies, and some are right between rock and roll stations, people are always scanning the dial. They might have landed on one of our frequencies. And why would somebody want to choose Christ, or why would somebody listening listening think, I don't know about this God stuff. I've heard or seen John 3:16. Is that really real, or can you really have a relationship with a God? And some might not even believe God exists. So what do you mean by saying you chose Christ?
Jacob, go right ahead. Oh, man. So for me, it was years of knowing I could choose to look like I chose Christ, but to actually choose Christ is to actually have a relationship with him and be transformed because of it. I have grown up in church. I'll get into some testimony with this while I answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in church, knew what I was supposed to do to be a Christian and do all the right things, but I never really fully submitted to Jesus as my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I think, can see a big difference when you start to go on this Christian journey between Savior and Lord. Savior means, Jesus, I need you to come into my life and help me, make me better, save me from the situation I've gotten myself into, free me from this addiction. And that's a big amen to that. If you want to make that decision to say, Jesus, I need you,
yes,
that's the first step.
Hmm.
But the second part that I never really got was the Lord part, which is, Jesus, I want to walk with you every day of my life. I give you my yes. I give you my next moment. I give you my next breath. And I'm not going to live my life the way that I want to live it. I want to actually live it so your kingdom comes to earth through my life. So when you make that choice, you actually then get the freedom of Christ. You get the love of Christ. You get the fruit of the Spirit actually coming to be part of who you are.
Yes.
So it's not just Jesus, save me when I need him. It's Jesus, walk with me and be my friend everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is such a huge difference for anyone out there. You don't have to do anything to get to that point except say, Jesus, I give you my yes. I give you my next moment. I give you my next decision. And I'm going to live for you and walk with you every day of my life from this moment forward.
Yep. Got a word for that too, Mark. We call that full tilt boogie.
And maybe talk about how you came up with BYO. Now, many of us know BYOB.
Your Bible.
Yeah. You know, we did a play off of that. I was asking God, you know, what do we call this? And I knew this. Coming out of the gate, I knew that I had been into a few places, and I'd been asked to be somebody that I really wasn't and then come in and actually be saved. And that really didn't settle with me. I just couldn't do it that way. I needed to be who I was, where I was, and I knew that I could not recover. I could not be redeemed from a point that I really wasn't at. And out of that birthed a commitment to that. And if I can't bring my own, all my attitudes, beliefs, cares, concerns, doubts, fears, if I can't come into the body of Christ that way, then I'm never going to really be able to walk out my salvation. I don't even know for me if I could have been saved being forced to be someone who I really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems like you and your church, your mission is to reach all people, letting them know of the love of God. And I want you to address this a little bit, because many of us, when we follow Jesus and get that concept that God loves us, it brings healing and hope. But there are many people, when they hear Father God or the love of God the Father, they had a terrible dad or terrible experiences with their father, or don't have an unblemished view of what a holy, righteous, loving God is like. So help explain to those listeners that maybe are unfamiliar with this great loving God, his heart for people.
So I think of when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus and he says, you have to be born again to enter into this. And that is the big difference between following Jesus just as Savior and Jesus as Lord. If I'm born again, then it doesn't matter if my dad was the best earthly dad he could have been, or if he was the worst dad and I never had a dad. Then I can see God from this place, and I can see my earthly father from this place of, he did the best he could possibly do. My mom did the best she could possibly do, and I'm going to choose to love them like God loves them, because they didn't really know you. And I think of my own life, I couldn't act better just because I wanted to act better.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't decide to fix myself on my own. I could sure try, but until Jesus came into my life and grace actually empowered me to change, I could not sustain anything in my life. I just tried on the outside to look like I was better or different. So it really takes that. I have to be born again, go down old, come up new, and see God's not mad at me. God's not angry at me. He's a loving God, and he wants to transform my life. And then that grace can actually empower other people in my life to change as well, because I can share that love with them without expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, Jacob, if you shared your favorite verse. We open up with Matthew 22, 36 through 40, and many people that go to church are familiar with that being part of the Great Commission. But do you have a personal favorite verse, both of you?
I don't have a favorite. I got a lot of them that come to mind, and the one that's coming to mind in this moment is the goodness of God that leads mankind to repentance.
Hmm.
So if I think God's mad at me, if I think I'm far away from God, I'm never going to be able to have a relationship with him. If I see how good God is, then I can go after him and go, oh my gosh, I can have a relationship with this God that's not far away, far off, distant. He's actually with me, and he wants to live in me through the Holy Spirit, and we can have a fellowship and walk out our life every day together. That is such a big difference, because church sometimes for me always gave me this message of you have to shape up before you can be part of this club. And church is not this shape up, get it right. Church is this, let's be a hospital for the broken. Come in, be who you really are, encounter Jesus, and the grace that you get from Jesus will actually transform your life through the Holy Spirit.
Yes. And mine would be Ephesians 2. That would be one coming to me right now. And we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. One of the greatest things I am grateful for and so thankful for to God is that I realized once I stepped up into, and Jesus was my Savior for a while.
Hmm.
When he became my Lord and Savior, I realized that there was prepared works for me. God had divinely designed my pathway, and he had set forth, gone before me and gave me divine appointment. And I get to love other people because I am so loved. And man, I mess it up sometimes, and sometimes I don't get it right. Sometimes I'm pushy. I'm known to be a little pushy with love, and that just ain't love, but I'm learning, and I'm willing to absolutely come back and say, hey, that wasn't love, but let's try it again, because, man, we just need to give each other the grace and mercy that we've been so freely given, you know?
Yeah, and it gives hope and encouragement to our listeners today, because every single one of them has been fashioned in God's image and given gifts and abilities and talents, and they're to go into all their world. Now, you, Calvin, and Pastor Jacob have a high calling as a pastor where you declare God's word and love on people, but others that you can't reach, they get to go into the marketplace, you know, the neighborhood restaurant, where they go, as they go, they get to be God's ambassador. So God has a unique calling on everyone that's tuned in today.
Amen. And I just want to put this out there. You don't have to come to BYO, but we're there for anybody that wants this. And we've got something that I was blessed with by a man from Honduras, and it's called the Gospel in Conversation.
Hmm.
And it is a framework for you to be able to read and have, and it really does make it a conversation. And you can build on that and be yourself in it. And you can talk to anybody about Jesus. We all have a testimony. We all have a connection with anyone that God puts in front of us.
Hmm. Well, we opened up the program talking about what's happening on July 26th. But in our closing couple minutes, again, emphasize this is a family event, but singles, grandparents, great-grandparents, anyone can come, your small group, your church family. What's happening on July 26th?
So this is really a big church gathering, but really the point of it is we are throwing a party for non-believers in Springfield. This is a perfect event. F5's great for anybody you've been trying to invite to church. They have said no multiple times, and you just went, God, please give me an opportunity. This is an amazing opportunity, because you can say to that person, there's food trucks, there's kids' games, there's a water park, there's a rapper going to be out there telling people about Jesus. It's going to be amazing. Rare breed. We are so looking forward to him being there. But seriously, just invite people that do not know Jesus, because as much as it's great to hang out with the body of Christ, we want to hang out with people and show people that we can get along with each other and we can love on people that do not know Jesus right where they're at.
Do that too, baby.
You do not have to have your life all together to come to this. You do not have to even be remotely close to knowing Jesus. You just need to show up with friends and family and just encounter the love of God, and it's going to be an amazing day.
Doing the two, loving God, loving people, Knights Action Park on July 26th. If you need specifics or more information, should they go to your website?
You go to f5festivals.com.
F5festivals, so there's a plural and S there?
Yes, there is.
f5festivals.com. I encourage you, listening friend, get your neighbor, your colleague, somebody across the street, somebody across town, bring them with you. and it'll be a fun gathering. It'll go from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be music and food trucks, and if you want to do the water slide and all those fun activities, the slow, lazy float, you can do that. You can do as much or as little as you want. July 26th, put it on your calendar. And if you don't have things going on Saturday night at 6 p.m., and what's your new location? What's the address?
3253 South 4th Street. Right out there by that Route 66 hotel there on 6th Street. It's right behind it, about four blocks.
All right, listening friend, a doubleheader weekend. You can go Saturday night at 6 p.m. and then attend your church on Sunday. Be praying up that neighbor, that colleague, that person that maybe hasn't realized how much God loves them, and bring them out to Knights Action Park on July 26th. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for being a part of our last Thursday gathering and helping with the costs and having a vision for the people in Springfield and the vicinity beyond, and loving on God and loving on people. It's a high calling for us all. It's the Great Commission. So we'll be praying you up in the days ahead, and praying that many will show up on July 26th between 11 and 7 p.m. to Knights Action Park. Well, thanks, guys, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, and I'll look forward to seeing you and ministering with you in the days ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Calvin Miller, and Jacob Norton with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever's hungry, let him come. Whoever's needy, let him come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life.